Time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Time for our monthly visit from the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, who's with us. And did your Hawkeyes beat Wisconsin the night?
I had to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
It was probably one of the worst football weekends ever. You know, I mean, think locally, we all got beat. K-State got beat.
KU got beaten.
So I was like, okay, yeah, Nebraska. Yeah. So I was like, man, we have them. They're at home, and or, you know, our play, Iowa's place.
Yeah.
They had them, but man, some stupid plays. Like stepping on the ball on a punt return. You know what I mean? Or, you know, just leave it alone.
Right.
Just a bunch of silly stuff. So we lost, but that's all right.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. I didn't know who won that game, believe it or not. I'm focused on the other teams more locally, but I know you are a Hawkeye fan. So they'll be all right.
That's right. Maybe next time.
Okay, so you're here to talk about various things that are going on in the city of Beloit. So let's start with cleanup. There's people that are participating in getting rid of stuff.
Last week we had a really successful week with that. I think I kind of wrote down some statistics from it, but you know, it's been a few years since we've done it that way. I think last year we did it where you could haul it to the dump and have some free dumping there. I don't know what else to say. I didn't think about where that was going.
Right.
Yeah, that was probably a poor choice of words. But
free dumping.
Yeah, free dumping at the dump. This year we did the curbside pickup, which we'd done about 5 years ago, I think was the last time. And we picked up over 100,000 pounds of debris and junk.
Wow.
And 25,000 pounds estimated of metal materials, and about 6 loads, which is crazy, of electronics. So, I mean, the flat screen TVs are starting to, you know, those have been out for 10, 15, 20 years now, and they're really starting to come out of the woodwork. So, really a successful day. I don't know comparatively what that means, but that's a lot of stuff. So, Beloit's a lot lighter, I would say that. So
what was the point of having the curbside cleanup? What's the idea behind
it? Well, I think, and this is all funded by Dane Hansen, and they kind of have a little pot of money that they put through for community cleanup projects. And so the nice thing with that curbside is, you know, we have a lot of people that don't have access to trucks or to, you know, they might be elderly, so they have a hard time getting that stuff to the landfill, etc. So this just gives you the more the convenience, just putting it outside on the curb and being able to pick it up. And it's a good thing for communities to help pick up, you know, because sometimes you get people that don't know where to put this stuff, or so maybe it sets outside or fills up their garage, and so it just helps get rid of some clutter and some different things around town. So it's a good program. You know, hopefully it's something that, you know, we may not do every year, but we can do a little bit more regularly, and you'll probably see those numbers go down a little bit.
Right.
But, it was successful. And the nice twist on that program is that we still have a pot of money for replacing, you know, kind of upgrading our trash cans downtown. I don't know if you've been around there and seen those, but they're kind of old and wooden and decaying. So we'll get nice ones for that. And then be able to get some, and I think other small communities in the area are also participating in that. And then we'll be able to get some nice new trash cans for our parks as well. So some of those are those old, you know, blue 55-gallon jugs, which are good, you know, but we'll be able to upgrade and get a little bit better trash can system for out in the parks too. So overall, it's a nice little grant that Dane Hansen provides for us. So
speaking of parks, West Side Park.
Yeah, so that's one that's been a long time coming, you know, that the Rotary and a small group off of that really took that project on, trying to design it and where to put it and raise the money for it. And a lot of that came through just grants. Again, there's some out of the area grants. Dane Hansen put some money in. The local Rotary Club put a big chunk in. So that material has been ordered. It's actually on site. So hopefully, and that's kind of that park over there by 4th Street, in case you're not familiar. I know people call it different things, but it's really been, you know, cleaned up and a lot of nice things going on there. So this will be kind of we don't have a playground system there anymore, and this will be able to replace that and be really nice. So hopefully next I'd be watching your social media or whatever to look for an opportunity to volunteer to help install that. Hopefully in the next, I would say, 2 weeks or so, we might be trying to get close to installing that. So I know the site's getting prepared, hopefully by the end of this week, and we'll have a playground just in time for winter, you know, for winter playground playing.
Yeah. If that's such a thing, sure. Yeah. That sounds good. Housing rehab, how's that all going?
Well, you know, that's something that we've got a few years ago, and a lot of people are able to take advantage of that. That's that rehab, but also the demolition side. And that's something the community always has to battle. There's obviously housing stock that can be rehabilitated and be able to be remain affordable for people to live in. And there's housing stock that just simply has passed its useful life. So this grant that CDBG, the Community Development Block Grant, puts out allows us to kind of manage both parts of that. The big change that they have now is it has to be a little bit more localized. You know, it has to be in a more specific area, defined area, which I can understand. You know, they want to be able to say, hey, we spent $300,000 or $400,000 here, and you can see a difference in this area. And then it doesn't, you know, the nice thing with that too is, and then you know, hopefully in a year or two, then we just move on and keep doing chunks of town all over town like that. So this one again is kind of focused. We kind of use that West Side Park because again, we got to have a good story. So we kind of use that West Side Park as maybe the starting point, but it kind of goes from 3rd to 8th, from Central to Chestnut, I believe, is the street. So you know, obviously there's other ones we wish we could grab, but this at least gets us hopefully something awarded and in an area that still has need. And so we were awarded a site visit here in the middle of October, which always is a good sign that you know, they're interested and they think that we have a viable application. So hopefully, you know, in another 2 to 3 months we'll know that, hey, we got this chunk of money coming and we can, you know, do some improvement in that area. So really successful last time. I think we did 12 or so, you know, rehabs and 12 demos. And so, you know, hopefully it's a little bit smaller amount of money, but something close to that will happen again in that defined area. So
City Manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. What are some other things that you guys are working on or in the near future on the project wheel?
Well, the obviously that Safe Routes to School project got finished up here, and it's been really successful, that sidewalk project. We've also just started the airport planning phase again, which, you know, sounds crazy, but it's been, again, 12, 15 years since they initially started it, and then probably about 10 years since they finished it. And so that'll be a nice process. Again, that's just trying to figure out if you develop a plan and it's not and something's not on that plan, it's really hard to get FAA money or grants for. So you kind of dream big through this process. And obviously we are just in the process now, finally, of closing out the previous airport projects. So we've gotten it out, I think maybe you saw in the paper or something, we had our final certification flight for some of the light systems and some of the changes, minor changes we had to do at that airport due to some of the issues that happened from the last construction project. So a lot of that's getting finished out, which is really exciting. And then basically it just comes down to, you know, we're just planning ahead for some projects, especially for next summer. You know, we have kind of some downtown work we want to do after we did that drainage pipe over there downtown. We want to do some street work on top of that, which is going to require a lot of electric work and different utility work. So continuing to improve some of that downtown infrastructure. But otherwise, yeah, just a lot of planning. We'll be having a council planning session here in a few weeks where we're just really trying to just brainstorm, you know, and just try to think of the future so that we continue to make sure we're hitting all those buttons that we and all those issues that we want to hit here for the next couple of years. So,
well, one of the things that took place since we last spoke was you may have a little bit of knowledge of this since your wife was pretty involved in it, Millipalooza. And, you know, I thought that was a great idea. It's something that I think the idea has been out there, but it took the right people in place to really make it go. And I was thoroughly impressed because I thought it was going to be a good event. Mm-hmm. I did. And then, of course, the weather, you're hoping it's going to cooperate. But, I mean, I think it exceeded everybody's expectations. All the cars that were there, it was well attended by folks. Something to build off of, and we could talk to your wife more about the details next time she's with us, but all in all, I thought that was great for the city of Beloit and for the surrounding area as well to come in and have lots of things to do on a Saturday night.
Correct. Well, and that's kind of what you think about. Why do we have events, or why do we want to do things like that? And the nice thing is everybody either is in town, so they see again what we have, but also people are from the out of the area. What do they have to do? They have to drive through our communities. They have to drive through our area, you know, through our towns. So they're seeing all the businesses and all the amenities that we have to offer and the area has to offer. So it kind of helps people think in their head, Beloit was a pretty cool place. You know, it's a pretty neat place, or I'll go back, or I forgot that they had, you know, this certain business, and regardless of where it's located. And so it was great to see everybody come out and kind of continue to be that, you know, kind of that little mini hub here in the North Central Kansas region that we want it to be. And that helps us and helps all of our friends and neighbors around us too. So as a city manager kind of putting on that hat, I was excited to see it and to be a part of it in a small way and excited to see it be so successful. possible.
There are some for basically all ages throughout the day. Yeah. And of course, you were up early in the morning biking.
Yeah, hey.
The bike champion, the first annual, as Chad would always say,
friends. Yeah, first annual.
So
yep.
Jason Raby was the first annual bike cycling
I'll always
champion
have that. Always
of
have
the city of Beloit. Yes, you'll be the inaugural winner.
Someday Lance Armstrong will come here, but like, yeah, well, I won the first
that's
one.
That's right. You know, that'll be the answer to a trivia, local trivia history question. Yeah. Who was the first person to win the first ever bike race?
Palooza
in Beloit, and it's Jason Raby. And even if you finish last next year,
can't take it away.
There's a picture that was in the paper to prove it.
Yeah,
so.
Unfortunately.
Right. Oh man, I'm exhausted. Can I go home and shower and clean up for a nice picture?
How'd that guy win a bike race?
Yeah, how did that guy? Well, see, here's the thing. He knew when the train was coming through.
That's right.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I called ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You planned ahead. Anything else to add before we let you go, man?
No, I think appreciate you letting me on again. And yeah, lots of great things going on, and hopefully more to come.
Fantastic. Thanks for the time. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, with us at the end of each month, the last Wednesday every month, to talk about what's going on in the city of Beloit. And it's brought to you by First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.